And Mr. Musumeli says, what is it about this tragedy that makes it different? It's not merely because so many people died a horrible death, because so many die in so many horrible ways every day. Perhaps the answer is that this was a real tragedy, and a real tragedy has two indispensable components. The first is avoidability. Could it have been avoided? Has anyone ever actually answered that question? Did the 9/11 Commission answer it? The inevitable, no matter how horrible, no matter how painful, at least offers the solace that it was beyond our control, beyond our wisdom, beyond what could be expected from us. But 9/11 was not inevitable. It was preventable. Some will be angry with this assertion. Inevitability is so comforting. Inevitability is so reassuring because inevitably it absolves us from responsibility. But this horror was not predestined. By the way, Congressman Ron Paul, my estimation, remains the only, there might have been one or two more at the time, the only members of the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate that ever used the term blowback in a sentence appropriately and applied it to September the 11th. But this horror was not predestined. The second essential ingredient, futility. That the suffering seemingly was in vain, that no lasting good has come from it. Yes, we now pay greater attention to the Islamic world, striving hard to better understand it. No, we don't. We'll try to understand it. We just bomb it. We threaten to kill it. And then if they don't comply, and they usually don't, then you know what happens. Yes, we have improved intelligence coordination and law enforcement cooperation. Have we? And we strive, again, you use the term predestination and say, yeah, but now we've got better coordination and better this and better that. Yeah, but if you never stuck the stick into the hornet's nest, maybe the hornets stay where they were.